اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد حتى يلقى سيدنا محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Obey Allah, obey His Prophet, and obey those who are on authority. Amr is always for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amr is, as you said, is translated as command. But also it has another meaning. When you do something, they tell you, do this, it's a command, an amr. And amr also is every situation that involves you in your life. And it means also every smallest detailed elements that happens in this life and hereafter. It's amr. That's why we say umur dunya. Umur dunya means everything related to dunya, of issues that concern you and people needs it, or anything that it is involved in this dunya, we say umur dunya is a plural of amr. And we say umur al-akhirah. Anything concerned with akhirah, situations, is not only command. It's everything that involve our lives, dunya and akhirah. It's amr. So it is, and since all these issues that concern us in dunya and in akhirah, they are brought to us through angels, so they are carrying direct command to execute these issues that concern us, to every individual has his own line of amr. And that's why, as it is described, that whole sphere, that from every part of it, this like shooting particles of energy reaching to the center, which means reaching to the focus, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from every side, He is ordering angels to execute issues that concern humanity or concern universe. That's why He said, we have revealed it, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. We have revealed, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ, we have brought it down in the night of power, isn't it? Qadr. Qadr is Qudra, is power. So power is what? Is energy. So He is saying we have sent in the night of power, it means in that power that cannot be described, because the Holy Quran cannot be described. And Allah revealed it in a night that cannot be described. And that's why He repeated it four times in that surah, Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, emphasizing how much the importance of that night, but we cannot understand it except when we are coming now. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What you think about Laylatul Qadr? He's telling Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Laylatul Qadr khayrun, it's better than Alf Shahr, thousand shir. Salamun hiya, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min Alf Shahr. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها. Angels are descending and the spirit من كل أمر means from every direction like sphere as you described this. From every direction, it is coming. Means this whole universe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created before it was coming up to appearance, he was, as he said, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first what Allah created is my light. And he dumped it in Bahrul Qudra, in the power. He dumped it in the ocean of power. The ocean of power is Laylatul Qadr. From that place, that's why he described Laylatul Qadr. Ya Muhammad, you have been created first, your soul, and I put it in Bahrul Qudra spinning. And as it's spinning, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah, what you created, first created my soul, and He put it in Bahrul Qudra, and it was turning, spinning. So when you spin, what you create? Creating energy. So He dumped it in Bahrul Qudra. And He said, from every side I am sending. Min kulli amr means from every direction I'm moving to you that energy. I'm moving to you this kind of power. To the center, it is the focus. Prophet is the focus. When he is spinning, he was getting whatever around him, he was, absorbing. And as he absorbing and spinning, energy, more energy was producing. That energy that was produced from Prophet spinning and absorbing of his soul, it was creating a new energy, that from that energy, universes were created. That's why he said, Salamun, تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها, that angels and spirits, and the spirit here, والروح, روح is one angel, is a huge angel that's been described, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it. That angel is called الروح. It's not this, the souls of human being. All these angels been coming down, تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها, they are coming down, and the ruh, and that big angel, من كل أمر, from every direction, not from من كل أمر here, command, from every way possible, that Allah sending them, all of them with one direction, coming to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is absorbing, and when he absorbed, what he absorbed, no one can absorb. What he, when he was spinning, he was reducing this energy to absorbing it first and reducing it to his level, to that level, and then coming up with new energy that people can carry, and this universe can carry. That's why he said, Salamun, Salamun, peace be. Peace be on that energy. That's why Sayyidina, and the example of that is Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. When he was in fire, Namrud threw him in fire. What when Jibreel came to him and asked, do you need any help? He said, no, Allah will help me. And Allah said, Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman. O fire be bard, means cool. If he left it like that, Sayyidina Ibrahim would have died from frozen. Very, very cold. He would have died. What he said, Allah? Wasalama, and peace. So he said to Prophet, when he put him in the ocean of power, in that ocean, and Prophet was getting all this heavenly energy, he said, Salamun. Means, it's going to come peaceful, like a, you know this, they come from electrical sources, 360 volt, and they reduce it in transistors, what you call them, transformer, to what? 120 or 200 volt, that they can come to a house. You can take them to homes. If you get directly from the source, you'll burn. So Prophet was the center of transforming that energy. That's why he was MC squared. Energy was equal MC squared. Means the energy that Prophet ﷺ took, he reduced it, he formulated to a mass multiplied by speed of light. Isn't it? That MC squared. So because of the mass that it came from energy, because Prophet was energy. So he was transforming that energy, changing it into a lower level that people can carry. How he changed it? By mass multiplied by speed of light. From that Allah created the creation from that light of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So MC square means every mass with multiplied by the speed of light, how much it was moving, it was creating. Means if we have 10, energy is 10, means that mass and that speed of light, that mass is going to be small. If it is 20, that mass is going to be higher, or how? You are asking for the
Lord. It's higher, the mass is higher.
So if we go higher energy, mass will be higher. If we go lower energy, mass will be lower, because speed of light doesn't change except slightly. So it means the mass become higher and lower. So awliyaullah, when their mass become huge, means they have been loaded. When they have been loaded, they become like mountains on earth. That's why Allah described awliyaullah, and scholar described awliya as mountains on earth. That's why earth will not shake because of these mountains. And that's why Allah said in Surah Yasin, وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ آيَةٌ لَهُمْ أَنَّا حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. And a sign from us that we have carried their Zuriya. Zuriya is what in English?
Progeny, descendants.
Progeny, descendants in what? He? Fulk al-Mashhoon. What? Fulk? that ship, that boat, mashhoon. You know what we call in Arabic the electric charge or electric shock or energy is shuhna. And the ship was full of these charges. So it is a interpretational meaning. Who was that boat? That is not the boat of Sayyidina Nuh. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ أَنَّا حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّةُ. Allah is saying a sign to them that we have made all their progeny being carried by that boat. That boat is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all progeny, dhurriya, was inside that. Means everything in this universe was in that boat. And that boat is Prophet. And he said, Al-Mashhoon. Al-Mashhoon means loaded with all these electrical energy or these electrical shocks or charges. Every zurriya, every progeny is a shuhna, is an electric charge. That's why energy equal mc squared. From energy, Allah doesn't want that energy to be gone. Because it doesn't belong to a human being. It belongs to whom?
Allah.
To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was carrying it, charged Allah. With it, but then, like a main source of electricity, then he, through transformers Allah. Of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reduced it to different battalion, you said? In the army, what you have?
Yeah.
Battalion. That's why he said, Al-arwahu junudu mujannana. Souls are like army in battalions, groups. So who knows each other? They come to each other. That's why this battalion from Prophet are coming charges. Like a transformer, when it gets the electricity from the main source, it doesn't give one house, it gets might be 100 homes. So this is one battalion. So this Prophet was like, Allah described him in Holy Quran, like a bundle. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard mathalu nurihi kamishkat. Allah, the light of heavens and earth, the exemplar of his light, is like a bundle. The exemplar means the mirror, the manifestation of that light is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is that bundle carrying all these different small lights of transformers, that every transformer is a group of people. And that's why you see this group of people, that they know each other, come together. That's why always those who knows each other very well, they are with one family, like one family. They come to each other, like Sheikh with Murid. They are one group. So Amr, it's not only a command. It's a command in two-sided. Amr is a command for that energy to move from ocean of power, Bahr al-Qudra, to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From Prophet out, it become umur al-dunya or umur al-akhirah. It's the issues or the different situations of people that concern them in their life and hereafter. So that's why this energy belongs to whom? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has to go back. So when he sent it energy, it reduced through Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, transforming it into the mass, multiplied by the speed of light. When the mass disappears, when that mass is gone, when you take the mass out, what will become? They become no more mass, zero. So you said when the energy from the sphere goes to the center, there it is what? At the center. I'm asking Dr. Nazir.
When it goes to the center, it's infinite.
Is no more mass there, is no more anything that reduces it down, it has to go back to where it came. So if you are on a sphere and you are shooting to the center, all of them in the same equal distance. Isn't it? So when they go back, it's as if like a tunnel, go and come back, go and come back, go and come back. Mm-hmm. And that's why awliyaullah, when they reach, when they become as they are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making them higher and higher and higher and higher, mm-hmm. their masses means it's not the mass, the physical only mass, but they become very heavily loaded with electrical charges. Mm-hmm. Means from this kudra power. Mm-hmm. And that's why they can do miraculous power. Because they attained that power from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah gave to him. So, means they are approaching more and more to the center. And when they approach, means to the center, what become, they become there, nothing in the presence of Prophet, they become everything. Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam there is everything. So, Amr, when they become there, then they understand what is the Amr, the real Amr, the real command. There is the real command, not here. Here there is no real command in dunya because no one listened, only Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was under the command of Allah when Jibreel comes to him. That is the real command. That is the heavenly command. Not one, any one of us can reach except some very rare awliyaullah, they cannot reach what Prophet reached, but they can at the footsteps. They are following. So the real command is there. Not here. Here is the plastic demand, command, artificial, that people are trying their best to say, oh, we are obeying. But in reality, the only obedience is to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why it was coming to me from Maulana Sheikh, is that the importance of MC Square 2 days ago or 3 days ago. And I was sleeping and I wake up before Fajr and Maulana was explaining what is MC square, energy equal MC square. And he said, energy is being like a laser shooting it out. That's what you brought the issue. It was shooted in every direction. To reach one place, and from that place, it goes out. Before it reached that place, we cannot explain it, he said. That it was, I wake up and he is explaining in my ear, I was hearing that. From the moment it is shooted from Bahrul Qudra, out to reach that place where it has to be, which is the reality of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no one can understand it except Prophet. That is the real command, that is the real amr.
Allah. Allah. Allah.
From Prophet down, awliya Allah can understand. That is the imitational amr. So when Allah wants back that amr, He made death on a human being. That is the, He wants His abd to be now under His command. Now abd cannot say no. Because death, no one can stop. That is the real amr when it comes to dunya. In dunya, the real amr, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. When death comes, you know now, yaqeen, that you cannot run away from Allah's command. So that's why He said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." We are going back to that energy reality. So MC square is every reality that exists in this universe. That energy equal MC squared means in every individual, in everything you see, it's energy equal MC squared. There are infinite number of MC squared, isn't it? We are representing MC squared. We are MC squared. He was explaining as I'm waking up and hearing that. He said, human being is MC square. When that mass is carried, that soul is in that mass has value. When that soul disappears, there is no value. That means this gone. So the soul understand now. How you can calculate now? Because the mass, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Verily everything praise Allah, even stones. So if you take that tasbih out from the stone disappear. So it means everything is appearing with that praises. So we are appearing because our masses are praising. When that praises is taken away, that body disintegrate, gone completely. So what will be left? What will be the calculation now? Because every mass has a living tongue, because Allah said, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَتَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِحًا. Everything praising Allah, but you cannot hear it. Means a rock is praising, so means it has a tongue, it has a soul. So if you take the soul, the mass become less than the soul, minus soul. So MC square, M is equal soul plus, in reality, the soul is inside. We are not calculating that. I'm asking our physics master here. Allah said that everything praise means everything has a soul. So how we calculate the mass? It means the mass is equal body plus soul. It's not only mass alone, as physics people are saying. There is a combination there. So when you eliminate the mass, then it is left soul multiplied by by the speed of light. So energy, since it is not losing, it doesn't lost. So energy equal mass multiplied by speed of light. That when the mass, we know the mass is mass plus soul, which is called mass. So when the soul is gone, so the mass is not moving anymore. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will load the soul the same weight of the mass that it is left behind, in order to keep the energy equal to m multiplied by speed. So the light, the soul becomes heavily loaded to equal what is left behind, which is was left, leaving it's the M. Because M is equal that mass plus the soul. So Allah will multiply the soul and load it with the same amount that the soul left behind, in order to keep the formula same. So what is loaded with what? Because when you leave, the soul leaves the body, means you know that yaqeen there. Then you are in the reality of certainty. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship Allah until death comes. When death comes, what you will be loaded? You will be loaded at that time to see everything in reality. The soul can see. So Allah will load it completely in order to keep it equal to the same amount, because energy cannot be lost. So that soul now, which can see, because the death came, so is able to see what you were not able to see when you were carrying that mass. But awliya Allah, because they have been loaded, they left behind their bodies, because they left behind their egos. So that's why Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, if you want to see someone died before he died, look at Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Nobody anymore. No concern to form. The concern is for the spirit. That's why they will be loaded. And when they are being loaded, as if they died, they can see what you cannot see. Because they can see through that energy. Energy equal MC squared. M there is not anymore. The spirit is being loaded like you have a body but nobody for awliya Allah. And that's why they can transform. And can be here, can be in China, can be in Malaysia, can be in Indonesia, can be in different places, because can move. You see, therefore, that's why when they said to one of big awliya of Baghdad, he was saying things that people cannot accept without mentioning his name. He said, next time if you hear me saying this, cut me with the sword. And next time when he was in Jum'ah Khutbah, he was saying things that people cannot, they took the sword, cut him. The sword passed from one place to another place, like passing through a ghost. There's no form. He takhalla an jismaniyati. He left behind. He dropped his body. And there is no more form. There is no more. But he became transparent. We say in Arabic, shafafiyya. He became very crystal, transparent, like water. There is nothing. You move from one side to another side with the sword, there he was, nothing happening to him. The sword moved all the way, as if passing through light. So the real amr, تنزل الملائكة في الروح بكل من كل أمر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. by permission of their Lord, with every command or with every direction, min kulli am, and quickly he said, salamun. Peace. Because if that amr comes on us, we cannot carry that amr. All of us will be destroyed completely. Salamun here, salamun here, that reality, that command is peaceful, peace on with it until the matla' al-fajr. What's matla' al-fajr? What?
Until the tidings of the dawn.
Until the tidings?
Of the dawn.
Of the dawn means until the light comes. And the light is what? Until Muhammad's reality
appears.
Until day of judgment comes. Means when reality comes, you know Amr. And reality comes in Akhirah. Then you know the real Amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's hidden. The imitation of Amr is known. That Amr is not known. May Allah forgive us. May Allah bless us. May Allah support us. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatiha. Was explaining to me at night how when I wake up, energy, how it's equal MC squared. But some of it I didn't say. Why? Explaining it like emails. How you shoot emails through internet and reach everywhere. Email works on that. You are saying. Having the email says,